Ingham County Chair for the Mitt Romney campaign. David Harnes is on the other end of our line. David, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
Very well. Well, it's obvious Mitt Romney, as a few weeks ago, was getting his backside handed to him in the polls. He put a lot of money and a lot of time, a lot of people like you on the ground to try and see if you could salvage this state. So where do you think you stand as we speak?
Well, what's great about the Romney team is that he doesn't really have a lot of money invested in people in the area. You know, I'm doing this volunteering because I believe in his message. You know, he has put out some information to let voters get to know him a little bit more, and also just to clarify, you know, who Rick Santorum is. It's been factually based, which I'm happy about, and he's been also touting his conservative credentials, which I'm happy about as well.
Well, the challenges that Mitt has had with Michigan voters is twofold. The first is that he was in favor of the Wall Street bailout, but not in favor of a bailout for the automotive industry here in Michigan. So why should Michiganders support him when he didn't destroy a crucial, critical element of the state of Michigan?
Well, if you read the op-ed that Governor Romney wrote at the time, he made it very clear that his process would have also resulted in a strong auto industry when it was all said and done. He favored what most companies have to do when they run into financial troubles, which is go through a managed bankruptcy. And that way, if you go through that, you don't have government picking and choosing who gets to win and who gets to lose in the bailout. It's unfortunate that the president at the time, kind of gave ownership of the company to his big donors, you know, the unions and things like that. So if you go through a managed bankruptcy in the courts, like most companies have to do when they find themselves in that situation, then you're going to get the most fair process out of that. And it's not going to have any crony capitalism or anything like that.
As I watch the governor and as we scour the internet, I look for people of color. I look for diversity with his campaign, and I don't see a lot of that. What am I missing, which would be a critical element for Michiganians, as we're very culturally diverse?
Sure. And I was in Holt on Saturday, and I got to meet Governor Romney, and standing next to me was an African-American woman who is involved here in Ingham County. Her name is Linda Lee Tarver. She's a big Romney supporter, and she's just one example. There was a lot of diversity at that event on Saturday in Holt at the Chisholm Hills Golf Club when he came by. His message reaches out to not just people, like you and I, white males. It reaches out to a diverse group because it's one that rewards hard work and people who are willing to, go out there and work for what they want. And it doesn't matter your color. He's in support of a free market economy where you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything.
How's he going to beat President Obama? The unions, the money are behind Obama. How's Mitt going to overcome that should he win the nomination?
Sure. I mean, those things are going to be there regardless of who the nominee is. Whether it's Romney or Santorum or Gingrich, President Obama has his machine all cranked up. And the question is going to be, which of our candidates are the most electable? Which is the one that can do the best at mitigating that machine that he's going to have turned on? And as we've gotten to know Santorum, I mean, I like the guy. I like a lot of what he says. But I also think that he is going to have a hard time appealing to...
David, I've got to get to break. David Harnes is the official Ingham County Chair for Mitt Romney. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.